Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody I know is being affected by COVID-19, whether that be through the lockdowns or the quarantines, or maybe they've caught it, or they've been hit economically through a layoff or a furlough. The impact of this thing cannot be undersold. I think globally, everyone is feeling the impact. And that's why a lot of the radio stations and television stations here in Austin, including the four that carry this program, the parent company here at Inside Austin, Intercom, and Radio.com, we've teamed up with United Way for Greater Austin and Austin Community Foundation. Everybody's gotten together. We're here to get the word out for them. To create this fund, it's Altogether ATX, altogetheratx.org. And here to talk about that is David Smith with United Way for Greater Austin. David, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin and the Intercom Austin family of radio stations. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, John. Glad to be here with you.
And full disclosure, David, for anybody listening, we're recording this on Thursday afternoon, and it will air sometime Sunday, depending on the station you listen to it on. Now, let's right. Talk about the response to COVID-19. This coronavirus, it kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, I know we're a few weeks into it, but it came up very quickly. I don't think I know anyone who hasn't been impacted by this thing economically or know someone immediately who's been impacted by this thing economically. What are you seeing as far as that is concerned there at United Way for Greater Austin? What are you seeing this week compared to previous weeks?
Yeah, thanks, John. I think you're exactly right. I think, you know, they're saying that when all this is said and done and this is over, that all of us will be impacted in some way. And I think that's true. I think we're already seeing that. And certainly the community that we serve at United Way for Greater Austin and the community served by Austin Community Foundation, who were already struggling. We were already helping before this coronavirus crisis. Those in our community who have not had the same opportunity that so many of us have, and were, you know, living paycheck to paycheck already, making really tough choices in how they spent their money, barely keeping their head above water. But now, unfortunately, so many of them find themselves without any paycheck at all, and don't know how they're going to keep a roof over their head or food on their table. And this, you know, I think the word unprecedented has now been used more in the last couple of weeks than any of us have ever used it before. But it's true. It is unprecedented. And we're all figuring out a way to make sure we get through this. And we've got to do that together. And that's why we created this fund. It gives us a way to respond to those who are most in need during this crisis. And I don't want to take away from so many of us who have, you know, some need, but we're talking about families who aren't sure how they're going to survive this. And so that's why we created this fund.
Yeah, I think this thing is hitting all of us, and just discounting the health issues, it's going to hit us all economically eventually in one form or another. But for some people, this really, I think, it really puts them up against a wall, because a lot of these people, they work in those kind of service sector jobs. This is assuming they had a job. They work in those service sector jobs, and some of those jobs that are really the construction, we're talking the jobs that are first to go.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And that's what part of this fund will go to make sure that they have the services they need to stay afloat. I think you're right. I think right now we see this as a health crisis. I don't think it's going to take us that long to shift from seeing this as a health crisis to move into more of an economic crisis. We are hearing, just the report that came out today, again, we're recording this on Thursday, about 6.6 million people reporting first-time unemployment claims. I mean, that is a huge impact on the economy and a ripple effect that will continue. And so we've just got to make sure that for those of us who have any cushion can share that and make sure that those who don't have a foot. We need all of these people in the economy. We need all of these people to stay well. And so this fund will go to get people through a really, really difficult time. And the more we give now, the more that we'll come out of this stronger. I really see this as what we do now will really define who we are as a community. And I would say as human beings. I mean, I think we reach our highest potential when we take care of each other. This is our opportunity to do that. So that's why we're really excited about this All Together ATX Fund.
We're talking to David Smith with United Way for Greater Austin. And David, you mentioned those 6.6 million people unemployed. Those are the new numbers. And again, we're recording this on Thursday. But this is kind of the leading edge, I think, because that 6.6 million, that's just the beginning. I think the real layoffs are happening this week, next week, and the week after, and maybe even beyond. So I think as bad as it sounds now economically, I think for the next couple of months anyway, it's only going to get worse, which means a lot of these people are really going to need a lot of help from those of us who maybe have maintained our employment or maybe have a little more to give. We're talking about the Altogether ATX Fund, which, David, you can find information about altogetheratx.com. Is that the...
Yeah, and also altogetheratx.org.
Okay.
Both of those will go to the same page. That's exactly right.
So you're collecting money, all the media companies, including this one. I work for Intercom, austinradio.com. They're all getting the word out. What happens when the money is gathered, and how does it get distributed? What will the money get spent on?
Great question. Yeah, so we will continue to raise money. The Friday is a big day, and there's a lot of media. There's a media blitz about it. So we're hoping and expecting to raise a lot of money. We've already raised over $1 million so far. We hope to raise a whole lot more money from the entire community. It's going to take all of us pitching in and all of us doing our part and then reaching a little bit deeper and digging a little bit deeper and doing even more than that to make the kind of difference that's going to meet the need. I think you're right about the increase in need that we're about to see. And so we've got to really reach deep now to make sure that everybody's getting the help they need. But so we will continue to raise money in the coming months. And as we raise money, we're going to have three phases of distributing that money. The first is going to happen really quickly because, as we've been talking about, there are already a lot of people who are in dire need. And so we wanted to get money out very quickly. Those proposals are due into us on April 10th. And then we will have money in the hands of the people who need it by April 17th. So by mid-April, the organizations who are on the front lines of making sure that everybody has the services they need will have that money in their hands. And then we'll do a second phase in the summer. As you mentioned, John, I think very wisely, we're going to continue to see this become more and more of an issue, more and more of a problem and challenge. And so we want to wait and see how needs evolve. And we'll know a lot more in the summer, and we'll do a second distribution then, and then we'll do a third distribution in the fall. And all of that time, we will continue to raise money.
Now, a lot of people wonder about where will the money go? In Austin here lately, there's been a like shop local, buy local, spend local, give local.
That's right.
Somebody gives money to this altogetheratx.com or altogetheratx.org. If I give $20, where does the $20 end up?
Thank you for asking that, because we're very happy to say that 100% of every single dollar given will go to the people who need it. United Way and Austin Community Foundation agreed that from day one when we started this fund that neither of us would take one penny in an admin fee, and then 100% of it will also stay local. It'll also stay here in this area, Austin and the surrounding counties, to make sure that our neighbors, staying local, our neighbors are getting the help they need. So 100% of it goes to those who need it, and 100% stays local.
And again, we're talking to David Smith, United Way for Greater Austin. David, can you be specific? Once you start sending the money out, just as an example, so people can kind of paint a picture in their head, when you start sending the funds out, what can people who receive it, what will they be able to use these funds on? Just kind of an idea what you'll be helping people with.
Sure. I'll give you just one story, and I've told this story. It kind of keeps haunting me, but a woman who had a job, she lived paycheck to paycheck, was hardworking. She all of a sudden got a call and said, your kids can't come to childcare anymore. We're shutting down. We can't have childcare anymore, which meant that she had to quit her own job to take care of her own children, which meant that since she quit, she can't file for unemployment. So she went from a situation where she was, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, doing all right, but getting by barely, to not having any paycheck. And so it's people like her and all of the many needs, John, that all of those people will experience. Her story can be told tens of thousands of times over.
Sure.
Right here in our area. And so it's all of the kinds of needs. If you just want to think of food, basic needs, helping her pay rent, helping her pay her utility bill, helping them with medical needs, helping them with childcare. If it's so imperative. Childcare is an incredibly important cog in the economic movement of our region. I mean, without childcare, parents can't go to work, and without parents going to work, there's no economy. And so we were working hard to make sure that some childcare centers who can reopen in a safe way and provide that service to our emergency workers, the people who have to go to work, the medical employees, the healthcare staff, and those people. But so those are the types of services that we will that people will need and we will help people with.
What about other ways to help? Are there volunteer opportunities either for this, altogetheratx.org, or through the United Way for Greater Austin? Are there opportunities? And if so, what do they look like?
Absolutely. And thanks for asking that, because we're building that out right now, and we're very close to having some volunteer opportunities in a virtual way at United Way. A big part of what we do is connect the community with each other through volunteerism. And we have the through all of our corporate partners and all of our individual partners, we have the largest volunteer pool in the city. And we want, you know, everybody's wanting to do something to help. I think right now, I hate to say it, but right now the best way to help is, other than staying apart and staying healthy, is to give to this fund, to give to altogetheratx.org. But other than that, we are creating ways for people to volunteer virtually so that we can check in on people and provide some services to people virtually. We're very close to having that ready. So I would say check in with us at United Way, which is unitedwayaustin.org, and we'll be able to connect people who want to help in a volunteer way with ways to do that.
David, in the last 60 seconds we've got in this segment, what did we leave out? What would you like to add to the conversation? What would you like to mention to Central Texas that we haven't covered yet already?
I think you've covered so much, and thank you. This has been great to talk to you and to everybody listening. And I just want to say that what we do now will define who we are as a city. And this is a chance for us. You know, we have to stay apart right now. But one way we can come together is to make sure that every person in our city knows that we do care, that all of us care. And one way we can do that is to give big at altogetheratx.org. And so we're going to be on the other side of this, and I think we'll look back on this as something in the past, and let's all be part of the solution. It will feel so good if every one of us can say we were part of the healing and part of this coming together at such a difficult time for our city. So I love Austin, and I believe Austin is the best place to live in the world, and I think let's prove it by giving big to this fund.
That's David Smith, United Way for Greater Austin, about the All Together ATX Fund. It's altogetheratx.org if you'd like to help out, if you'd like to give. If you want to find out about those upcoming virtual volunteer opportunities, you can find out about that in the coming weeks from unitedwayaustin.org. David, I appreciate your time. We'll have to check in another couple of weeks and see how it's all going. Thanks
Sounds
for
great.
Joining us today on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you more. Thank you.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.